Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's for you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Pass that bottle. We're going to need that bottle today.
I don't know why.
Well, maybe not you. Your Pepto-Bismol or your... anyway, good morning, Stu and folks. Leanne, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Do you feel that nip in the air? Like, there's
I feel a definite nip.
In
like,
the air.
Like football's the start.
Like football is fitting the start.
No, you're a Mary G. Montgomery graduate.
I am indeed.
And I'm a Davidson High School graduate. Mm-hmm. Leanne, where'd you go?
Theodore.
Okay. I have to tell you some stories. Anyway, but I'm going to tell you something about Mary G. Montgomery, too. But how did your team fare over the weekend?
I don't know. Play? It was high school football playing?
Yeah.
No idea. Man,
Leanne, did your team play this? Do you keep up with your alma mater?
No.
Okay.
I used to when I worked at 15 and we mm-hmm. used to do the high school football.
Yeah, yeah.
But since then, no, not really.
Well, I keep up with my DHS, Davidson High School, which is right over here.
Yonder.
Behind us. Over there.
It's yonder.
It's over there. Yeah. And they played DHS the other night.
Who did?
Davidson High School played Daphne High School.
Daphne.
And... anyway, we got
our
butts whooped. but I still predict we're going to win it all this year. We're going to win it all.
Region 3 championship or
all of it?
The Battle of Azalea Road.
This is our year. Got cream and cream the other night. This is our year. But yeah, I feel a little bit of nip of football. Football starts and it just makes it feel cooler outside.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know. Category 4 hurricanes help too.
Yeah, there is that.
So, sorry, Louisiana.
God,
you're
God
paying for
Lord.
That national championship with 3 hurricanes in a 1-year span.
Yeah,
yeah. Plus, you still have Coach Orgeron.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I like Coach Orgeron. Yeah.
It's probably his last year at LSU.
I don't know. They love him over there.
Oh, you don't understand, man. They got legal issues there. They're probably going to win 3 games this year. Yeah, they got serious problems there.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad it started. Real football starts next week.
Yeah. Yeah, plus y'all play.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about y'all's game in the next segment. We're going to talk about places to eat if you're going to Atlanta for the game with Miami.
Okay, I have a lot of friends that are going.
Yeah, and that's why we're going to do this. We're going to feature different locations throughout the season.
That's good.
Of tailgating destinations for mm-hmm. whether you're a South Alabama fan, an Alabama fan, or an Auburn fan. We're going to pick a different destination with the exception of the week of Ole Miss because none of us play at Ole Miss this year.
Hmm.
So that's the best tailgating scene in the entire country. We're not going to skip Ole Miss.
That's weird, isn't it? It's wild.
They do something great in football, and it's party.
Well,
have you seen the Grove?
I have.
It is, yeah. It's everything else is second place.
You know, they do chandeliers. Everybody's got bow ties on and wearing their seersucker and
tennis shoes
and tennis shoes and
in 2 inches of mud. you got 50-year-old linen on the folding tables with 100-year-old family silver on it, eating old peanuts and hot dogs. Yeah. It is just the neatest thing, and more beautiful women per square mile than any other place on the planet.
Oh, I bet.
On game days.
I love Mississippi Belles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I used my middle name to hit on one at a game years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had the little flyers in front of them, you know, because it's an exasperating day, the little fans, and it said, I heart Rebs on it. And I said, you really heart Rebs? Yeah. And I showed her my license. I said, I guess you heart me then. And it got a laugh. That's what it was good for. It did not get a date, but it got a laugh.
It's a start. Girls love to laugh. They love a man that makes them laugh.
Yeah, that's not true. I've heard
some
that
are laughing
my entire life.
Some are laughing at you.
Well, that I understand.
Anyway.
So we're going to talk about that. Some places to go near the stadium and some places to go in the stadium for good food and libations.
Okay.
So
what stadium we're talking about? Oh, well, you talk about in general.
No, I'm talking in the next segment. We're going to talk about the Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, there.
Yeah, the game we're talking about. Alabama at Tuscaloosa versus the University of Miami.
Miami.
So
I like Miami.
I've never been to Miami.
It's gorgeous down there.
Because I remember how long a drive it is to Orlando and how long a drive it is to Tampa, and then people go, it's another 3 hours to Miami, and I'm like, I'm good. And Florida is a long, boring state to drive through.
Well, yeah.
To through the heart of it. Because, I mean, my dad used to accurately describe Florida. He goes, son, it's a sandbar, and people put houses on it.
Yeah.
It's a sandbar.
I remember driving all the way to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and then getting up the next morning and driving to the Keys.
Which is another 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Almost seven.
Just on the bridge, right?
Well, yeah, something like that. It's two lane. A lot of it's two lane down there. Once you hit Key Largo and all that, but it sure is a beautiful drive.
I don't know how people afford to go to it, because I looked up primitive campsites.
Mm-hmm.
They're $75 a night for
what
a piece of dirt.
What time of the year?
All times of the year.
Because you got your peak season, which is winter.
Right, which it should be.
Summer.
Only psychos go in the summertime because it's 143 degrees down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just.
But it has a breeze.
Oh, well, I didn't know it had a breeze. Heck, let's go.
When I was in Boy Scout, and we went down there for scuba diving base, and there was always a breeze, whether it was a hurricane. I've been down there during a hurricane.
Yeah, I bet that's interesting.
Well, the people from up north were going, we paid for a high adventure camp out. We want a high adventure camp. So they went on a high adventure camp out, and nobody was in the water because everybody was hanging over the side of the boat throwing up.
You know the quickest way to stop that?
How?
Hop in the water.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Just get down in
or
there.
Just look at it. Mm-hmm. So that your body can see that you're
maybe
going
know
up.
You're
some people back. Respond well to like a rubber band on their wrist. It may be psychosomatic, but if it makes you stop hurling, who cares?
Well, when you get through.
My dive instructor used to go, if you get seasick, you know, just look out. He said, if it doesn't settle it down, as soon as we stop the boat, get in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, and if you still throw up then, that's cool. Put your mask on. Watch the fish because they love it.
And the sharks.
You just chummed them.
Yeah.
but and I learned this in dive class, sharks don't come up and attack you. Mm. If you get bit by a shark, you have not been paying attention because he has been circling you for at least a half an hour.
It's not like Jaws, but
right.
But we were there one time in August, I think the first week in August, for a weekend you don't need a license to hunt lobster, to catch lobster. Mm-hmm. And so we got lucky that time, and all the boys went diving down, and they all caught lobsters. And
scuba or free diving?
Both. We've done both, and because some of the water is only 12 feet deep in areas around the corals, and you could, you know, it's hard. Like for me, I'm kind of
round.
I had to put on a lot of weight to get down in the water, and a lot more extra weight to get down
and
in the water.
He doesn't mean body weight. He's talking about weights in his
lead
BCD.
Weights. Yeah,
because
water
is
so salty.
Is buoyant.
The water so salty.
I have fought that battle my entire life.
It's hard to get down in the bottom there.
But fat cells on your body make you more buoyant. And so heavier people actually have to carry more weight to get down.
Like we ain't caring enough.
And a lot of people don't get this either who've not taken down. The point is to achieve neutral buoyancy.
Neutral buoyancy, yes.
Yeah. And that's when it feels like you're floating in space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the magic of it, man.
It's the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful places underwater in the world. Is
the
Keys.
I can imagine. All of my underwater stuff has been at Gulf Coast Divers there.
That's where I trained at.
Which is the deepest indoor pool in the Southeast, and why scenes from Jaws 3 were shot there.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I see you're in here in your Cleveland Browns.
It's football season.
Yeah. Well, not for the pros yet.
It's getting there.
Yeah. About another week.
343-0106 is our text in line, our Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call in line. Give us a call there.
Yeah, or talk, you know, Texas. We'll do that.
Are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When the kids are drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie, drink wine.
Bop, bop.
It sounds like we're starting the show over again.
We want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Callahan's Irish Social Club.
Yeah, they sponsor the text line.
Our text line.
That's where we get our textual healing.
Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar in Daphne, downtown, beautiful downtown Daphne.
It's tapas, Mike.
Tapas.
No, it's tapas because it goes on top of the glass of sherry. Do y'all serve sherry?
We could, but
yeah,
we never get a call for it.
Yeah, that's true. It's I enjoy sherry.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to take me through some better sherries than just, you know, the port sherry you get.
Man, I really don't know a lot about them.
Well, we should.
To be honest, I can study
mean, the
up.
Entire thing of tapas is about sherry.
Okay.
And it was just in Spain, it was where it comes from.
Right.
And they would, you know, their afternoon libation after work is sherry. That's what they drink in Spain. Mm-hmm. But they also didn't have air conditioning, but they did have flies.
Yeah.
So they'd bring the sherry in to keep the fly off of it. They'd just put a piece of bread on top, tapas. Huh. Of the glass, and then they started adding snacks to it and stuff like that. And that's where this whole small plate thing evolved.
I met a couple from Spain last night. It's been living here for 2 years, and we talked about sherry, but not that.
Yeah.
And then we want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner.
Ooh.
On the corner of Fat and Happy.
Hey, I've been there.
Yeah, I know you went recently. I was there last Sunday. And
I was there yesterday.
And you were there yesterday. Did y'all sit outside? It looked like you sat outside.
Yeah. I love sitting outside.
I do too, but not watching when it's 150 degrees.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad yesterday.
Yeah. Which is why I won't go to Beer Fest again. August is a horrible month to have that. Well, October is a great month to have that.
Well, there's too much going on in October.
Yeah.
You got the fairs.
Yeah, but you and I joined you at Beer Fest 1 year, and I was miserable. I mean, we had fun conversation and everything, but
you were twice the size you are now back then, too.
Yeah. That's true. That's
didn't they different. Move it to October?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year they postponed it.
Right.
They did?
Yeah.
I think.
Until October.
I know last year.
I hadn't seen that yet. I lived down there, as you know.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen that yet. But I hadn't been anywhere. I've just been at work all week.
Yeah.
I remember Dan talking about it.
Work.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So, how's it going down there, by the way?
We are busy.
I bet you are.
That's what we are. We are very busy.
I got to get in there and get me a tomahawk.
I don't know that we have that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Okay, I wouldn't know. I hadn't had
people keep taking pictures of them and posting them on Facebook.
Well, our buddy Joe Emer came in and got that beautiful rack of lamb and took it home and cooked it. And Joe and Katie seem to like the grocery store a good deal.
Make you want to move downtown, don't it?
No.
Here, I found it. It's on October the 16th this year.
Then that makes so much more sense.
There you go, Stu.
Right, that's what I said. Well, I had seen that, and that's what made me think, well, it belongs in October.
But you look at, there's so much going on in October like it is with fairs.
Yeah, but there's nothing good going on outside in August.
I'm going to, well, they used to have NALFI, New Orleans Wine and Food Experience, in August. Now
I thought that was in June.
Well, they moved it to May, and then now they've moved it to April, but now it's all messed up. And because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the first weekend in October is Wine Over Water in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You're talking about a beautiful setting.
Oh, I imagine. Chattanooga's a beautiful city.
It is, and the mountains are just in flame with beautiful colors.
You know what one of those mountains is, don't you?
What?
Lookout Mountain.
Lookout. That's the one behind me. It's looking out when I'm crossing that bridge. But, yeah, it's all outdoor festival.
Yeah.
You got the Oak Street Poor Boy Festival in New Orleans, which I don't think is going to happen this year.
Yeah. Are we going to have a Greek Fest here in Mobile this year? That's the important question. That's my favorite festival in Mobile.
Well, I asked my Greek friends, and they hadn't said a word about it. And then one of my customers is the fair over in Baldwin County. They hadn't even announced their dates yet for the Baldwin County Fair.
So still things up in the air.
There's going to be some things up in the air today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, especially in Louisiana. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Where'd you eat?
Let me look here. Well, I met a friend of mine, dear friend. We met at Ed's Seafood Shed Friday.
Been there.
You know what? I thought you had.
Yeah, once or twice.
But we had a good time. It was great food.
Did you get that catfish and grits?
No, I did not. Not this time, because I eat catfish all the time.
All the time.
At Bob's, it seems. Mm-hmm. But
in all the grocery stores you go
to. I got scallops. Oh. I got seared scallops over a bed of wild rice and greens.
Mm-hmm. Look at greens. You.
Of course, that coleslaw they serve there is phenomenal. And last night I had sliders.
From?
Sliders from Kitchen on Main.
Oh, nice.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. If you haven't discovered Kitchen on Main and Daphne, you don't know what you're missing. Dorothy, she's from Ballabatry.
Bayou Labatry.
She's a Steiner.
But as we say it here in Mobile County, Ballabatry.
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 She does, and her staff do a phenomenal job. Their filet is so tender, you can cut it with your fork. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Now, last night I had a prime rib sliders. So good.
That sounds delicious.
They were good. And you know what?
What?
Two of them were just enough. That's all you needed.
That's really all anyone needs.
That's all you need.
That's one of the things.
But it wasn't just prime rib.
Yeah.
It was burger.
Prime rib burger.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was fine. It was fine.
See, that's one of the new things. Because there's not a line, I often will hit Crystal.
Yeah.
Which is a fine Tennessee product. We're talking about Chattanooga. They have changed their combo meals, so the smallest thing you can get is four Crystals. And the double Crystals, the smallest you can get is three.
You might got to pay for them bags.
Yeah. They also got to pay the back overtime that they ripped off all those people from in the 90s. That's like a $15 million settlement. In case you didn't know, Mike, what they would do is
trying to help out.
You would work 60 hours the first week of the pay period and 20 the second week. So they would just push your extra 20 hours over and not get people overtime. And the federal court stepped in and it said, that's a crime.
Yeah. Somebody go to jail.
They paid several millions of dollars in back pay.
I don't know how employers think they can get by with that.
Because they're like counting on employees not knowing what the laws are.
Corporations, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I do love a Crystal.
Yeah.
And weird thing about it, regular Crystal, I won't eat it if there's cheese on it.
I like them with cheese. I don't like the onions. I just don't like the onions.
But cheese doesn't go on a Crystal. You have to add that to
it.
And the reason you have to add it to it is because it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
But the double Crystals, I can't eat without cheese. They taste totally different.
Yeah.
And the cheese is necessary. It's weird. And they have tots now, in case you didn't know.
No.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah, Crystal has tots.
So I have choice now where I can go get my tots at?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I tell me about it. So is that all the places you ate?
I ate at Butch's yesterday.
Butch Cassidy's.
Got a big old Butch burger, and I get broccoli with my Butch burger. I don't get fries.
Well, there you go.
There. You're kind of healthy.
I would really to not ever get a side with a sandwich because you're not supposed to eat a side with a sandwich. The purpose is to have the meal and bread. But I know people get used to it.
I know it appeared healthy, you've seen the butter I put on it right before I devoured it, they always bring me a big old thing of butter.
Yeah.
Like when I eat at Bob's, I said, I need extra butter. And they bring me extra butter. I said, I need some more.
Mm-hmm.
And then the syrup, they just give me the whole big old bottle of syrup. Dripping in it. Yeah. Well, get it all in my beard, my mustache.
Well, I got off work Friday and headed on over to the Squid Ink.
Oh, yes.
Have you had the Mobtown hot fries yet?
I have. They're delicious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I had that in a cocktail.
Yeah.
And then I headed on to the house and passed out.
You know why you were eating at one of Panini Pizza's place? Mm-hmm. I was eating at the other, mm-hmm. at another.
Yeah. That's true.
I see the big deal. Yeah.
And then my off day, I didn't cook anything.
You had an off day?
I had lunch at Los Rancheros there in Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dinner, I went and picked up a barbecue from Hickory Pit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There in Sims. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my off day consisted of sleeping for about 10 hours,
mm-hmm.
getting up, doing some grocery shopping, getting lunch, coming home, and taking a nap until time to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then after dinner, I came home, did some laundry, and was asleep by 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Just exhausted.
I bet.
And that all that sleep got it so that I could make it a few more days.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, I got off at 4 and didn't have to go in yesterday until 11. And I got a lot of sleep then, too.
I swear I'm going to go in and get me one of those tomahawks.
All right. Is that the break I hear in the background?
Yep.
343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social text line. If you want to get on the conversation, when we come back, we're going to talk about where to eat in and near the stadium in Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
Mobile Bay, so long, so long. I don't wait to come no more. Hey, 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 hey. Going back to Mobile Bay, so long, so long.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I want to say have some happy birthdays real
Do
quick.
You?
Yeah. Jody Evans, who owns the Zebra Lounge on DIP, believe it or not, that is a cool bar. It's got a great outdoors, and they do during crawfish season. They do like shrimp bowls and all that. Jody Evans, who owns Zebra Lounge on DIP, cool place. Cool place to go for listen to outdoor music. Ricky Havens, Poor Babies, manager of Poor Babies.
Yeah,
it's his birthday. Yesterday was Michael Toops. His birthday is on the same day as National Red Wine Day. How does that work out?
But, what does Michael Toops do?
Michael Toops works for Rush Wine, and he sat in.
There you go.
He sat in that very chair for you one time. The two mics talking about wine one day. And then 2 days ago was Jim Bernot, which I doubt he's listening. He owns Willamette Valley Vineyards in Oregon, but you never know. our signal is vast, you know. Our audience, we got people in South Africa that listen to us.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is Emily Stuckey's birthday.
Ah, she's a treasure, musical
she
treasure.
Is. And also tomorrow is Chris Rayleigh, who used to own Banana Docks, and I think he works for Mobile Food Bank now. Look at there! Wow!
Wow! So we got football season. It's here. Mike,
yes.
Here. Now, the first thing is have you heard about the alliance? The Big Ten and the ACC and the Pac-12 have formed an alliance in response to the SEC expansion. Mm-hmm. Basically, all it is the three conference commissioners got together and wrote a letter saying that they're mad at the SEC. That's it. That's the entire. So the name for this alliance, I'm calling the Group of Karens. That's what they are, the Group of Karens. We're mad at you because you're so much better than we are. It should be fair, and even if you have the best team, we should get to win the national championship too.
Mm-mm-mm.
But football season is upon us, and your Alabama Crimson Tide,
roll Tide, roll,
will be defending their national championship, asterisk and all. Which I don't believe it should be an asterisk because of COVID, by the way. Y'all were the best team in college football, whether there was COVID or not. That was unmistakable. But they're playing the number, depending on which poll, anywhere from 14 to 16 ranked Miami Hurricanes. How apropos. And a lot of folks are going to be leaving Mobile and going to Atlanta for that game. You said you got a lot of friends that are going.
Many friends that are going.
Well, here's what they can expect, man.
Okay.
Near the stadium. This is the place for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle Rocket Fine Food and Beverage.
Fine food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and fine beverage.
Sushi.
Oh.
Stuff with chopsticks right up your alley.
Lord.
Okay. Do you love sushi? Well, you can have a happy ending. The happy ending roll is spicy crab salad, eel, and crunchies topped with tuna, avocado, and eel sauce. Or you can get an ahi poke nachos. Yeah, I hear Leanne over there. Flash fried wontons topped with ahi, chopped red onions, serrano peppers, avocado, sriracha ponzu sauce, and a hint of wasabi mayo.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. But honestly, if you're going to have any time there and you're going for a football game, you got to go to the Varsity. It's only about 2 miles from the stadium. The Gordy family owned and operated since 1928.
Mom. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah. I had some friends that were there, and he said, where should we eat in Atlanta? I suggest that. They said it was one of the greatest experiences they've ever had. The Varsity is a downtown Atlanta institution and the world's largest drive-in restaurant.
I've seen it on TV.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cool place.
Yeah, famous for hot dogs, burgers, and shakes like the Frosted Orange. Quite possibly the most famous restaurant in Atlanta, and you'll know it when you're there because they'll go, what do you have? What do you have?
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in the door. And another one that's close by.
It's a busy place.
Yeah, Restaurant 10. That's an easy name to remember. Restaurant 10. Forget the first nine. Forget 11 on. Restaurant 10. It's an upscale Southern cuisine and barbecue restaurant, serving food that until now you could only get at home. Mm-hmm. Restaurant 10 blends a modern setting with a hint of down home. Here you go, Mike. Try the salmon BLT or their world-famous barbecued turkey ribs.
Oh.
Yeah, fall off turkey. The bone. Yeah.
Turkey ribs.
Turkey ribs. Yeah.
Turkey head ribs.
Yeah, and one of the people that commented about this is like, you know, I had to give up pork and red meat, so I hadn't had barbecue because the turkey ribs are fantastic.
Yeah.
So, but in the stadium, you've got options other than just concession stands. Molly B's Cookhouse is owned by Arthur Blank. He owns the Falcons. It's named after his mother.
Oh, that guy. The other guy does the cartoon characters.
Mel Blanc? No, because he's passed away.
Yeah.
This has a K at the end. He had a C at the end.
Oh.
Mel White. This is how that translates.
Okay.
But it's detailed service and a rotating menu of Southern favorites drawing from local traditions and ingredients. That's what you want, right? Mm-hmm. Molly B's has a carefully curated beverage program. That speaks to you, sir. Mm. With an array of craft beers, a tailored wine list, plus classic and specialty cocktails. They are first come, first serve on game days. Don't try and make a reservation.
Yeah. I like that.
How about pimento cheese hush puppies with green chili jam?
Say it again.
Pimento cheese hush puppies with green chili jam.
Okay. I want that stuffed inside.
Well, it couldn't be on the outside. And then also inside the stadium, you can try Top Chef alum Kevin Gillespie's Game Changer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is known for killer cheese steaks and pork sandwiches.
Okay.
And there are a lot of other places in there to eat as well. But those are what I really found.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, that stadium's a city in itself.
I
haven't either, but I don't think I've seen.
I went to the Omni. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that there? Was that the Omni? It was the black cube that was next to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium that held musical events.
Okay.
I think,
I believe it was
the Omni.
Yeah, I saw Rush there with Primus opening for him, which was a killer show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that was great. And that's really my extent of time spent in Atlanta.
Okay.
I went to Atlanta for that show, ate at Waffle House, and went back to Nashville. But, of course, Waffle House.
You were on a mission.
Well, that was back in those days where you ate anything you could afford.
Yeah.
Waffle House, we could afford.
I still eat like that.
Well, a lot of my meals came from convenience stores in those days. Go in there and get
that's another show there.
Not the good stuff. No. I'm talking about the sausage that's been rolling on the little thing so long that it's half the size and has the skin of a 90-year-old sunbather. You know the ones. And don't pretend like you haven't had one.
What an image.
Oh, no, I have.
What an image.
I grew up in Theodore. I mean,
but yeah, if you're going to Atlanta, those are some places to keep an eye out for. And
I wonder if the Brown Derby's still there.
That was in L.A.
Well, right. Yeah, they had one in Atlanta, too.
In Atlanta, too?
Because I met Charles Barkley in the bathroom.
Believe it or not. That is a story for
That's
the podcast.
Another story. That's another story.
Yes. We have a caller, Sherry in Mobile. You want to bring Sherry up and see what the heck is going on?
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hi. Hey, Stu and Mike, how are you?
Lovely.
We
are you?
We ain't blown away yet.
Hey, you're talking about my old stomping grounds, and no, the Brown Derby's no longer in Atlanta.
That's part, couldn't we? Mm-hmm. All right, Sherry, was that was that fun?
Sherry, with
Sherry? Got interrupted by Mother Nature.
That's all right. I had it from all three sides.
All right, so you're talking about Atlanta. Fill us in.
Anyhow, the Georgia Dome was the name of the first stadium that was the first football stadium and the concert stadium venue that was built next door to the Omni.
Okay.
That was a dome-shaped figure that took up so much space in the downtown area. Great place to be. But I've been to the new stadium once, and really, I prefer the old stadium.
Okay.
It's smaller. It was just cozier, and now you feel like you're in, you know, faraway land when you go to the new stadium. And you're right, it is a city within itself.
Well, we appreciate the input on that. And do you have any little restaurant recommendations you'd make to people venturing there for the game this weekend?
I go to the Varsity. I lived downtown for a couple of years, and I walked everywhere. And the Varsity, we were a mile from the Varsity, and that was our go-to place. And if we didn't have a tailgate party, we tailgated because we had takeout from the Varsity and took it to the stadium and had a wonderful time.
What's your favorite thing to order when you go to the Varsity? What's your go-to?
French fries.
French fries. It's shoestring, right?
The Varsity French fries are the best. And you cannot, I have not found another place that could outdo the Varsity French fries.
Yeah, the place is a legend, and if you're going to eat just one place when you go to Atlanta for the game, I would say the Varsity.
Yeah, yeah, it's an experience all itself. If you don't go game day, you go after the game, or you just go to get a meal at the Varsity because it's such a fun place. Whether you drive in and you park and you let them come wait on you. Or you go inside and
sit at a school desk.
People from all over.
And go inside and sit at a school desk to eat your meal.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little big for them right now. I mean, but it's fun because there are people from all over the country who go to the Varsity, and you never know who you're going to stand in line next to. I mean, I have stood next to celebrities who go, public figures. I mean, all kinds of people, and just a general person from, you know, coming from in and out of town. And you'd be surprised the number of international people we have that come from, you know, overseas when they're in Atlanta to visit. They've heard about the Varsity.
Yeah.
It's a unique
American treasure.
Yep.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry. And if you know anything about Bowling Green, Ohio, feel free to call in next week.
I'm from that area, so yes.
All right.
All right.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, have fun. Be safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
343-0106. You want to get in on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
I get so tired of working all
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us.
Us?
Yeah, so we had the discussion there of Atlanta for the folks, the Alabama fans going to Atlanta. Let you know real quick just some of the things we got coming up.
Yeah.
Next week, Bama plays at home.
Yeah.
Auburn plays at home.
Mm-hmm.
But South Alabama goes on the road to play Bowling Green in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay.
So we're going to have, hopefully, Sherry will call back in since she's from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And she can give us some recommendations, but I'll have some stuff there. Mm-hmm. The week after that, biggest game of college football season, just about. I mean, Clemson, Georgia kicks off this week.
Yeah.
And that's obviously the number one game. But week three, biggest game that day, Auburn travels to State College, Pennsylvania to take on Penn State.
Ooh.
And we're going to have member of the Penn State newspaper that handles the nightlife and stuff call in Victoria Gow, and she's going to tell the Auburn fans who might be heading to Pennsylvania what to look for around the stadium there. And that's their level of expertise. The next week, we're going to feature Tuscaloosa. In the next week, Baton Rouge, College Station. I believe that's when y'all go out to play Texas A&M. We're going to do Fayetteville, Arkansas. Week 8, everyone plays at home, so we're going to feature Ole Miss that week. Okay. And I believe Ole Miss will be at Auburn that week, or they're at Alabama. But then we're going to talk about Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Southern Miss fans, great town. You know that.
Oh, yeah, Charlie graduated from there.
We're actually going
to
throw
Jimmy
in...
Jimmy Buffett went to school there.
Yeah, we're actually going to throw in Boone, North Carolina, another South Alabama road game.
Okay.
And I've been to Boone. A beautiful, beautiful area. It's a home of Appalachian State University.
Okay.
I have marched on their field in the East Bowl in junior college football. We outnumbered their home crowd. The team that we were playing, not Appalachian State.
Yeah.
We were playing Lees McRae Junior College, and our band outnumbered their fans. Week 11, we're going to do a doubleheader, Spartanburg and or Knoxville.
Yeah.
And then the last week of the season, what game is that? What game is that always? The biggest game in all of sports.
The Pepperoni Pizza Bowl?
No. Bigger than the Puppy Bowl. Bigger than the Super Bowl. It is the state championship of the state of Alabama, the Iron Bowl, which is going to be held in beautiful Auburn this year. We're going to have Brian Wilson, as he is known, B-Will, from the War Report, which is this huge Auburn podcast.
Not the Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
No. He would not. But B-Will lives in Auburn. He's going to call in and let Alabama and Auburn fans go into the Iron Bowl know what exists now in Auburn post-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, what are the good places to go? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to try and find on a lot of these because of COVID, a lot of your favorites that you went to when you went to Ole Miss or you went to College Station or Tuscaloosa for a game, they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, COVID is, you know, taking quite a toll. So we're gonna what we're going to do is find, well, what's there now? That's the whole point of this, to help you celebrate your Saturdays in the South. I love a road game.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love going to a new place.
Yeah.
Find something new.
And my list of stadiums is okay. I've been to Memorial Stadium in Norman, Oklahoma, where OU plays a number of times. I have actually been to the Oklahoma-Texas Red River rivalry at the State Fair in Dallas.
Yeah.
Neat experience. Of course, I've been to Tuscaloosa and Auburn.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many Vanderbilt games I watched when I lived in Nashville because they would just give tickets away to that. You just wait till midway through the first quarter and the scalpers just give you tickets. So I've seen a lot of Vanderbilt games. I've been to a game in Knoxville.
Yeah.
It was actually a preseason football game between the Houston Oilers, who were a year away from being the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
And the Washington Redskins, who had just drafted Heath Shuler in one of the worst draft decisions in history. Fine senator from the Carolinas, though.
Yeah.
Or congressman. But, not Neyland Stadium is very impressive.
Who names their kid after a candy bar?
You got some messages up there.
Yeah,
take a gander at
those. Let's see.
But yeah, we're gonna help you find the places to go, and you know, because we can actually be in the stadiums and at games this year. And I know people are chomping at the bits for it. I'm probably not going to go to any games. We had wanted to work with South Alabama and do some tailgating there, but I just don't think my schedule's going to allow it this year.
Yeah.
They christened their new stadium for the public this week. I believe Southern Mississippi is coming to town. So, it's a beautiful stadium. I don't know if you've seen it.
Too.
Yeah, but I've
driven by it, and it is gorgeous. It's kind of down in a hole.
Yeah, it's impressive. That'll keep that sound in.
Yeah.
And so we're ready for it, and we have said it every year we've been on the air. In the state of Alabama, food and football are the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other this time.
Synonymous.
Yeah.
So. But, hey, I drove by their practice building. Ooh. It looks like a football stadium inside of a building.
Really?
It's pretty cool, you know. In inclement weather like today. Yeah,
probably a 50-yard field, would you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We got a texter says, not to change the subject, but you are changing the subject. Where's a good Thai restaurant in Mobile?
Oh, there's a bunch of them. My personal favorite is Sabai Thai Cuisine in Sims.
Mm-hmm.
But the place that turned me on to Thai cuisine is Taste of Thai in Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And see, Charm out on Schillinger Road does some good Thai food.
Rice,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Thai restaurants in Mobile. We are blessed in that
regard.
Yes,
we're very lucky.
Yeah. It says also from BA,
yeah.
Try out Atlanta Breakfast Club.
Okay.
If you're staying in downtown Atlanta.
Thank you.
It's delicious.
Delicious?
Delicious.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that. And so for all the folks that are, and the, you know, the four or five Miami fans who may be venturing to Atlanta, do you know, and it may not be true anymore, but it used to be a statistic that every living graduate of the University of Miami would not fill their stadium.
Hmm.
It's about the size of Spring Hill College. It's about 3,000 to 5,000 students.
Yeah, Miami is kind of scattered over town. Yeah. It's not
the
really
reason
like
they came to prominence in football. Yeah. Is, be honest, is because it was run by the mob and they were paying players from all over the country to come there. You know, they've gotten in trouble for that. They, you know, they had an instructor that was an athletic person who was helping them bilk the taxpayers with illegal Pell Grants and pocketing the money. And so it's a notorious
school. Miami.
But
it's Miami.
But as a marine biology school, mm-hmm. unparalleled.
Yeah.
The work that they do, and that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they're an academic school who had some people with a lot of last names that end in vowels. Because think about that string of quarterbacks they had.
A lot.
Testa Verde.
Mm-hmm.
All of these Italian quarterbacks from the north. All right,
folks. Stay safe out there. Don't do anything stupid.
Stay home if you don't have to go anywhere.
That's right. Support local, be local, buy local, and Stu,
provolone.
Walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything.